The Various Definitions of Sin from Kishore Chandiramani. Mullah Nasruddin, a Sufic mystic, was on his deathbed. A priest came and asked him to repent for all the sins that he had committed, as he was going to die soon. Mullah replied, "Please don't disturb me. I'm already doing that. I'm already repenting for all the sins I have not committed. Life is too short. It's ending. I could have done much more. Who knows whether there is a heaven or a hell? I'm repenting for what I have not done." This was taken from the book Ashtavakra Gita, written by Sri Ravi Shankar. Rasputin, a Russian mystic and a healer, said, "You have to sin first before you can seek repentance and salvation, not understanding what is meant by sins." Because he did not see himself sinning enough, perhaps his definition of sin was different. This led him to steal horses, give false evidence in courts, commit sexual misconducts, etc. Sin has been defined differently by different religions. Romans defined sin as whatsoever is not of faith is sinning. We do something that goes against trust and faith in God. That is sin. According to this definition, anyone who doesn't believe in God has already sinned. It doesn't seem to be a good definition, and it has its own problems. Going by this logic, those who think they have not done anything against trust and faith in God have not sinned at all. Christianity defines sin as any lack of conformity to the moral character of God or the laws of God. We sin by thinking evil, speaking evil, acting evil, and omitting good. This creates another problem of defining what is evil and what is good. Christianity defines sin further as sin is defilement. It is to the soul what stains are to white cloth. Sin is rebellion, trampling on God's character, willfully crossing God's will. Sin is ingratitude. All these definitions refer to deviation from the commandments, a set of standards that are set by God. However, the definition of sin is different in Buddhism, Jainism, and Hinduism. According to the Eastern philosophies, sin is whenever you generate any defilement in your mind that results in thoughts, speech, or action that cause hurt or harm to another human being. Anything that we do with intention to make others happy is a pious deed. The problem with this definition is, if someone gets hurt because of your just actions, have you sinned in that situation as well? You don't get rewards if someone gets benefited from your charitable deeds without your intention. The word defilement here is defined as having strong cravings and aversions in our mind. And the root cause of all cravings and aversions is our ignorance. This ignorance is different from the commonly used meaning, that is, lack of knowledge of a subject matter. If that was the case, then one is not responsible for one's ignorance. You can't blame an egg for not being a chicken. I can be held responsible for my ignorance if I had all the required knowledge to begin with, and I lost it on the way. But if I'm starting from a zero, you can't blame me for all the knowledge that I haven't acquired yet. Here, the word ignorance, according to Indian scriptures, means one is not mindful of one's true nature and is identifying with one's body and mind. And this identification results in cravings and aversions. If one remains connected with one's inner consciousness, his mind will not create cravings and aversions. This definition seems consistent with the teachings of the Bible, that we all have sinned because we all create cravings and aversions all the time. The loss of equanimity at this moment is the root cause of sin. We are not talking about the past and the future. We have the ability to stay equanimous right now if we knew who we are. And if we are not exercising it, we are responsible and failing in our duty to ourselves and sinning. The emotional reactions of cravings and aversion are like sowing the seeds for any sinning that can happen later. According to this definition of sin, any strong emotions generated which are disproportionate to the situation is sinning. One thing that has been ignored in the published literature is sinning against oneself. Is there such a thing as sinning against oneself? If causing harm or hurt to others is sin, how come harming and hurting oneself is not classed as a sin? I would like to include this element also in the definition of sin. It's interesting to note that the same action can create various levels of sin. Harming or killing an insect is a lower level of sin. Harming or killing a bigger animal is a level higher. Harming or killing a cruel animal is one level higher. Harming or killing an animal who does not harm anyone, such as a cow, a horse, or an elephant, is one level higher. Harming or killing an average human being is one level higher. Harming or killing an innocent or saintly person is one level higher. Killing one's own parent, child, or sib is still higher. To conclude, the error or sinning on our part is about identifying with our thinking, judging, feeling, and reacting part of our mind, and not identifying with our true self, which is the choiceless, effortless, non-judging, non-reacting, inner observer, which is infinite. If we remain connected with that inner consciousness or awareness, there will be no sinning. Thanks. This recording was brought to you from the Nature Consultancy, based at the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.